following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Regarding his recovery from swelling in his knee, and TNT sideline reporter Craig Sager returns for tonight's Thunder Bulls game after an 11-month battle with leukemia.
Sports Center is brought to you by True Car. If you're in the market for a new car and want to have an amazing new experience buying it, you need to check out True Car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Download the True Car app today.
Big Buffalo County Fair welcome to Alabama.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Coming to the Buffalo County Fair on July 24th, the legendary Alabama.
Oh, play me some mountain.
Alabama's 40-year career has produced 43 number one singles, including 21 number one hits in a row. Alabama's music continues to reach country fans of all generations. Get tickets starting March 20th on etix.com. Don't miss Alabama Friday, July 24th at the Buffalo County Fair.
This country.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Danny Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where the 2015 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament is underway. In fact, we've already had a game this morning, and we have got seven more as the day progresses. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. Glad to have you along with us, and we have got a very full show today. Hastings girls basketball coach Craig Mays will join us in the second half of the program. We're going to be talking baseball, though, in the first half of the program. Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach at LSU, will be set to join us here shortly. We'll also catch up with former Husker assistant and Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress. And they will be joining us in the first half of the program later on. We're going to tell you a little bit about a project going on in our area known as Harvest for Hunger. Matt Brockmeyer will join us for that as well. The first 9 o'clock games broke down like this, in case you missed any of them. It was Pierce defeating Minden in a rematch of last year's C1 state championship game by a score of 56-48. And it was a strange game, that was for sure. Pierce scored the first 7 points, and it looked like they were going to run away and hide. Minden tied it at 7. It was 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, Minden stayed in it by hitting a handful of free throws, but it was 26-18 Pierce at halftime. And then Pierce just absolutely played the best quarter of the season as they outscored Minden 24-6 in that third quarter of play and took a 50-24 lead into the fourth quarter. At that time, Taylor Kissinger of Minden had just one bucket in the ball game, and Minden was 2 of 17 from three-point land. But in the fourth quarter, Minden was 5 of 8 from three-point land. Kissinger hit them all. She had 18 points, and Minden was able to hold Pierce to just 6 free throws, but the 27-point deficit was too much. They cut it down to 6 and eventually fell 56-48. Kissinger ends up with 29 points in the game for Minden. For Pierce, 16 points from Shelby Brettschneider, 13 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks for Rochelle Tucker, and 10 points for Sydney Solacek. Elsewhere in the early games here this morning, it was Omaha Gross edging Elkhorn South in Class B, 44-41. They went to overtime in D1. Undefeated Dundee County Stratton stays that way, 59-58 over Humphrey St. Francis. And in D2, Stewart beat Mullen, 59-37. Currently in C1, the top seed Lincoln Christian has a 20-7 lead over Concordia in the final seconds of the first quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart has an early 3-point lead over Crawford in D2. In B, Lincoln Pius X, the top seed, is playing Scott's Bluff. And in D1, Emerson Hubbard is taking on Howell's Dodge. Pleasure to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a chance to have him on many times because LSU likes to come play baseball in Omaha, and obviously ranked second in the country. They're trying to get back there. But joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning is LSU head coach Paul Mineri, ranked second in the country. And Coach, we got basketball going on up here, but we've sent our baseball team down there to face you this weekend. How are you?
Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot of basketball going on up there, a lot of excited people. But, you know, down here it's just a little bit warmer, not much. You know, we've had unbelievable weather down here. Yesterday it was 78 degrees, short sleeve. Today the high is 37. So I'm glad we're going to be playing in that indoor stadium against the Huskers this weekend.
Paul, you've obviously coached in cold weather and warm weather. You're one of the guys that can tell us. I mean, Nebraska fans, they're used to one thing. You get a nice day, it's like 29 degrees, and they want to put the shorts on. How much of a difference does it make coaching in the South compared to coaching in the Midwest?
Well, I guess I am kind of uniquely qualified to give an opinion of that. I grew up in Miami, Florida. I spent 18 years coaching at either the Air Force Academy or Notre Dame, and now I'm back in the South again. So I've seen it from both sides. And there's no question it's a major, major factor. You know, when I was coaching at Air Force and coaching at Notre Dame, you just kind of try to prepare yourself mentally to deal with it. And you'd tell your players, look, we're not going to make excuses. This is the way it is. Nobody made you come to this school, and there's a lot of great assets about being at this school. And to me, it balances out the weather disadvantage. So you just kind of put it out of your mind as much as you possibly can, even though it's pretty hard to ignore. But then when you're down here in the South, like I am now again at LSU, and you're out there practicing in January and February, and you're playing games yesterday in 78-degree weather, you almost feel guilty about it. It almost feels like it's cheating because you know what you were going through not too many years ago up in South Bend, Indiana, and the other northern schools, what they're going through. So it's certainly a major factor, and it's a great advantage of being in the South. But, you know, like I told our kids when I coached at Notre Dame and Air Force, there's no use complaining about it. You know, it is what it is, and there's nothing in life that's equal. So you just deal with it and overcome it.
Talking with LSU baseball coach Paul Mineri here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, 12-1, and then the one, of course, you made national headlines because of it. But talk about the start of the season. Two more wins here for you this week.
Yeah, I know. Everybody expects you to win them all down here at LSU. You can't even stub your toe one time. But the one game we did lose, we had, I think, 14 hits. We just left a small army on base that night. I think we left 17 runners on base and just couldn't get them home. But we've played pretty well, actually. We've got a pretty veteran lineup. We've got one area of concern, third base. We lost a really outstanding defensive player to graduation, Christian Ibarra, and so that's been a little bit of a challenge is finding his replacement, but I think we're zeroing in on that. The rest of our lineup is really solid. The senior statesman of our pitching staff is a sophomore. he was a freshman last year, the 1-9 games, Jared Pochet, but he's joined in our weekend rotation by two true freshmen. And then our closers are freshmen. A couple of our main relief pitchers are freshmen as well. So we're very, very young on our pitching staff, but I think very talented as well. Fortunately, we have a great pitching coach in Alan Dunn, and he's performing his magic with those guys, and they seem to be coming along fine. So I like our team. We got a big challenge this weekend, you know, playing Houston, Baylor, and then the Huskers, and then that'll prepare us for the following weekend when we open conference play in the SEC with Ole Miss.
Coach, obviously Nebraska would like to know, and you still got some time to make. Have you made a decision for Sunday yet? Or if you haven't, who's it come down to, and what helps you make that decision?
With regard to our starting pitcher?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've already announced our starting rotation for the weekend. We'll go with a right-hander against Nebraska by the name of Jake Godfrey. He's a boy out of Chicago, Providence Catholic High School in Chicago, and he's a very talented kid. He's only a freshman, and but you know, you could see the potential oozing out of him. Really, he's in 3 years after his junior year, he's going to be a really good draft choice. You know, he's got a good arm. He's going to run it up there a little bit over 90 miles an hour. He's got a nice breaking ball. He's a good athlete, very intelligent kid, and a very competitive kid. So, yeah, he's gotten better with each of his three outings. His first outing, as you might imagine, there were a lot of nerves pitching in front of 10, 11,000 people. His first game in college. His command was a little bit off. Last game was a little bit better. His second game was a little bit better. His third game last weekend I thought was really good. He's starting to look more and more comfortable out there and confident. And there's no questioning his talent. So, you know, I don't know how he'll fare against the Huskers. I know they've got a very good lineup. You know, Darren's got him playing well, and it's going to be a great challenge for him, but we're all looking forward to it.
Well, Nebraska fans would like to thank you for throwing your starter with the best ERA against the Huskers, and they know that they're going to have to bump that up to have a chance.
Well, I don't think you should worry about that. The stats are a little misleading these days. It's so early in the season. But, you know, our first starter, a kid named Jared Poche, won 9 games last year as a freshman. He'll go Friday night against Houston. And the boy that's pitching on Saturday actually is probably a little more highly touted than Godfrey. He throws a little bit harder and strikes out a lot more batters. He's something special, a kid named Alex Lang. He's out of Kansas City area. So we've had to go north for a couple of our power arms here, Godfrey and Lang. Hopefully they'll do well for us.
We're talking with Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach at LSU, for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of the Houston Classic this weekend, the third game that the Huskers get to play. It's a great weekend, a series. It's a great way to get you prepared, as you said, Paul, for conference play. How about some of these guys that are swinging the bats? Looks like your sophomore outfielder, Jake Fraley, was one of them that had an outstanding weekend for you.
We're pretty fortunate. We've got four really outstanding outfielders, and the big challenge I have is just finding playing time for all of them. The boys in right field and center field, right field is Mark Laird and center field Andrew Stevenson. They're mainstays for us. They're going to play every day. They might be two of the fastest guys you'll see in college baseball. They can really cover the ground. And then left field, last year Fraley played regularly for us and hit about 370. Foster had a really poor year as a junior when he went into the season as a starter, but now he's kind of recovered and he's come back and he's playing really well, which makes it a little bit of a challenge for us. So we're doing a little bit of a platoon situation. Fraley's a left-handed hitter and Foster's a right-handed hitter, so it's really one of the blessings that we have. I feel like we've got four really outstanding outfielders, and like I said, some days we have a tough time getting them all in there. Sometimes I have to put one of them at the DH, but have to make a few other moves to make that happen.
And as you said, stats this time of year can be a little misleading, but one of the interesting little quirks that I came across here in getting ready for the interview is that second and third inning, you guys are getting on the opponent's pitchers. That means kind of the bottom of your batting rotation has done very well for you lately. Is that the case, and why is that? Are you just that good 1 through 9?
Well, I didn't realize that until you just mentioned it. I haven't looked at the stats that closely, but I do feel like we've got a pretty good lineup all the way through. Again, I mentioned earlier that it's kind of been building to this point. You know, we were a little bit young the last couple of years, and now most of these position player guys are veterans, and you know, so I like the bottom of our order. I think they know their role and they can do a good job there as well. So when Cade Savick's hitting 7-hole and he's got, I think, 3 home runs and leading our team in RBIs and hitting about .420, I guess that means that the bottom third of our order is not bad. Danny Zardone's a guy that's got a couple home runs. He had a really monster one the other day, a little over 400 feet. So, you know, those guys at the bottom of the order are capable of hurting you, and I don't think you can take them lightly. But I think if you want to have a championship caliber team, you have to be good 1 through 9. You can't put that pressure all on just a few hitters in your lineup.
We'll let you out of here in just a sec, Paul. We're going to talk with Coach Rob Childress here coming up in our next segment. I actually had a chance to chat with him yesterday before we came down, and he made the interesting point about the national champion and the team that's went the farthest out of the SEC in the College World Series has been kind of way down in the regular season standings, showing the parity of this league. How tough? I mean, 4 in the top 10, you're one of them. As you get ready for conference play, is it even better this year in the SEC?
I don't know how it could be honest with you. Every year it seems the same. I remember the first year I came to LSU 9 years ago, and I remember the previous 2 years following the SEC, that the champion 1 year ended up in last place the next year, and the team that finished in last place that same the 2 years earlier won the league championship the next year. So two teams went from either worst to first or first to worst in the same year. That pretty much talks about the balance of our league. Anybody's capable of beating anybody in our league. There's nobody to take lightly. I remember even in 09 when we won the national championship, the only series we lost the whole year that year was to Tennessee at home, and they finished in last place in the SEC. But they also had three future major leaguers in their lineup every day. So, you know, it's just kind of the way the SEC is. You just got to bring your A game every day. You know, Texas A&M, not a lot of people were talking about them before the season. I think they're leading the nation in home runs right now. Of course, Vanderbilt is loaded, and Florida is always loaded. And, you know, Ole Miss went to the World Series last year. They had a rough week this week, but they're always really talented. So, you know, there's just no one that you can ever take lightly. And, you know, especially in the SEC West, there's maybe five teams in the top 25 out of the seven teams in our division. So you just get used to playing a top-ranked team every weekend, and it's what makes it so much fun.
So, Paul, with all those kids that you have to have that are eligible to leave out of high school or leave after their junior year, how do you and your coaching staff at LSU make sure that you avoid that roller coaster?
Oh, nobody avoids that. That's the greatest challenge that we all have. You know, the positive is that you like to think because we have the history and tradition and the environment here that we're going to attract some good ball players. The negative of that is that if they're that good of ball players, then the professional baseball people want them as well. And so, you know, it's a constant challenge. So, you know, like I tell people, it's really pretty simple. You just got to recruit players that are good enough to win with, just not too good that they don't end up showing up to school. So I say that tongue-in-cheek because that really is difficult. So you have to just really do your homework and talking to the boys and trying to find out what their interest level is, and then you have to trust them. We got very lucky with a player like Alex Bregman, for example, who's our star shortstop. You know, he wanted to sign out of high school, but he told me he would only sign if he went in the first round, and he probably was going to go in the first round except for an injury that he had during his senior year in high school. He missed most of the season, and had he played the whole season and the draft rules hadn't changed, he probably would have gone in the first round or ended up signing, but because of all those factors, he ended up coming to school, and he's been an All-American player for us. You know, even the two pitchers that we talked about a little bit earlier, Alex Lang and Jake Godfrey, you know, it was very unusual for them to come to school. Godfrey was just, you know, he was the best prospect in Chicago, but he got off to a very poor start in April, you know, when the weather was really cold up there. And he had told the scouts, if I don't go in the first two rounds, I'm going to go to college. And he didn't pitch well enough in April for the scouts up there to warrant putting him in the first two rounds. Well, he ends up pitching great in May and leads his team to the state championship, but by then the scouts had kind of crossed him off their list, and so he ends up at school. So sometimes it's a you know, a weird set of circumstances that allow for a kid to end up at school. Sometimes you have to be a little bit lucky from our standpoint. But at the end of the day, I think the kids are lucky when they end up coming to school. They don't realize it at the time that it's the best thing for them. But ultimately, they realize that because they have a great experience in college, and it prepares them to even be more prepared, makes them more prepared to be successful when they go into professional baseball.
Well, it looks like it's early mass for all of us on Sunday, so we can be ready to hear the 11:05 first pitch Sunday for the Huskers.
Don't forget
the Tigers.
Daylight savings, too.
don't run too much on us, Coach. I see the stolen bases are just an outstanding start in that. You guys have off to a great start. We hope to see you in Omaha this summer as well. You're always gracious with your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, again, thanks for it, and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, it's great to be with you. We're looking forward to playing Nebraska. I have a lot of respect for the program there and Darren Erstad. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've heard nothing but great things about him. So hopefully we'll be there up there in Omaha in June and get a chance to visit again.
Oh, he's a fun guy. Let's get both of you there. That would make Nebraska happy.
That would be fun.
Hey,
okay, take care, guys.
Take care. LSU baseball coach Paul Mineri joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good guy. And again, I think being that Midwestern guy, you know, as he said, Miami, but being at the Air Force, being at Notre Dame, he gets it. And Coach Mineri and his staff, always gracious with their time. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Rob Childress, head baseball coach at Texas A&M, is going to join us. So stay with us. We are live at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine stays with us as we continue through the day today, with highs up in the lower 40s as south winds will stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight, with mostly clear skies, will fall up to 22 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 21.
Oh, you don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my name.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling along here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln on this Thursday. The Girls State Basketball Tournament going on earlier today. Pierce, Omaha Gross, Dundee County Stratton, and Stewart were winners. We're approaching halftime of the 10:45 games here in C1. The top seed Lincoln Christian is rolling past Concordia out of Omaha 39-19 at the half in D2. Fall City Sacred Heart leads Crawford by a score of 29-11. They're a little behind in D1 because game one went overtime. It's Emerson Hubbard 21 and Howells Dodge 17 as they are at the end of the first quarter of play. And in Class B, at last check, Lincoln Pius the 10th was leading Scott's Bluff 20-13 midway through the second quarter. So that should be a blowout on paper. Pius, everybody is ready to just hand the trophy to today, and Scott's Bluff has a sub-500 record, but at least it is competitive here early on. Coming up, Rob Childress, head baseball coach at Texas A&M. But first, let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you if Adrian Peterson should stay with the Vikings or sign with another team. 86% of you like that he stay with the Vikings. That was my thought yesterday, that it would be a good place. He's been successful. Only 14% said sign off with another team. In tradition and spirit of basketball, we ask you today about NBA basketball. Earlier in the week, we asked you about the flagrant foul and the ejections and the penalties for college basketball. Today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question is,
When a player is assessed two flagrant one fouls in the same game, they are automatically ejected. This is an NBA rule. Is it a good thing? I'll tell you what. My opinion on the NBA is you got the same referees every night all year. These guys have ref the same teams for same players maybe for 10 or 12 years. They know when it's time to toss somebody. You know, I in this instance, I really think the referees know when it's time to toss somebody. So I would say no on this one. What do you think? Vote now and always 24/7 at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio as baseball won't be 100 degrees, but hey, Texas is a little bit warmer than what we've got up here in the great state of Nebraska, and we are pleased to once again catch up here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the head coach at Texas A&M, Rob Childress. We have always followed him, Coach Van Horn, and everybody that's been associated with the Huskers. And Coach, hey, good morning. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on the great start.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Let's talk about the start before we dive into everything else. I mean, you're not playing the number ones and twos of the world, but 13-0, you can't do any better than that, and you just got a win over Dallas Baptist, who people know is a solid baseball club. Talk about this first month of the season.
Well, we've got an older group of guys, and, you know, they've been very professional about their approach each and every day, and we've been very fortunate, as many across the country have lost games to the weather, had weekends canceled, have to change plans, that we've been able to play all of our games on the day that they were scheduled. And, you know, we're looking forward to this weekend. And, you know, we had a tough challenge last night against Dallas Baptist, and just a great game, two really good teams playing each other. And, you know, obviously this weekend is going to be a great challenge for everybody involved in this tournament. It's going to be as much talent and as far talented teams as any that, you know, these other teams are going to see in a regional in June.
You're doing it on both sides, obviously. If you're 13-0, you got it. 1.85 ERA, the team's hitting .342. I want to start with the pitching. Probably not a big surprise. You had a lot of arms coming back.
Well, we did. You know, our rotation, we've taken A.J. Minter, who was our closer the last year, and put him in the front end. And he's a left-hander that's got outstanding stuff and really developed a second and third pitch and has done a really nice job for us. And then Grayson Long has been in the two-hole for us, a big, strong right-hander that's got a power fastball. And then Sunday, a kid named Matt Kent, the left-hander that just really knows how to pitch, got a great feel for the game. And our bullpen has been very good. We've got a lot of older guys back there and, you know, closing two different guys, a couple of sophomores that have electric stuff.
Talk with Rob Childress, baseball coach at Texas A&M. That'll be the first game down in the Houston College Classic coming up on Friday between the Huskers and A&M. Staying with the pitching, I shouldn't have been surprised that there's only three kids on your entire roster that didn't grow up in the state of Texas. But you do have a Nebraska boy out of Grand Island down there. Tell us about Kyle and your plans for him.
Well, we're so excited when we got him committed to us. He was a junior college pitcher of the year nationally at Hutchinson Community College there in Kansas. And it's great to have a Midwest Nebraska kid in our program. And you know my feelings about Nebraska and the memories and things that we did there. And make it back as often I can to shoot birds and, you know, see friends and whatnot. But Kyle is just a wonderful kid. He's a great teammate, a hard worker, and, you know, has been kind of our go-to guy in the bullpen. And, you know, he's a sinker slider guy that, you know, he's got great presence on the mound. I think he's thrown 9 or 10 innings this far in the season, hadn't walked a guy, hadn't given up a run, and I think punched out 9 or 10. And it's just been outstanding for us. And anytime you go and get a junior college guy, you want him to come in and be impactful. And Kyle's been impactful not just on the mound, but in our locker room and in the community. And it's just been an immediate special part of our program.
A&M coach Rob Childress with us. Coach, are you one of those guys, since you're going to be playing Nebraska, do you just say, you know what, unless the world's coming to an end here, I got to find a way to get him on the mound for one or two outs?
Yeah, you can either take that approach or you don't put him in that spot. And, you know, we'll kind of see how the game will dictate whether or not he gets in the game. And I know it would mean a lot to him, but, you know, if the matchup is right and we need to get him in the game, we certainly will. But, you know, the game will tell us what we're able to do with him.
when your leading hitter or one of your leading hitters, because they're off to a good start, is a big fellow that can DH for you, or your catcher, Mitchell, hitting 450 for you here. Talk about what he brings, because, again, pretty good core of guys, not only in the pen, but the guys that you put out on the field, you got some good guys back.
Well, yeah, there's no substitute for experience. And, you know, going through, whether it's the Big Ten or the SEC or the Big 12, you know, we've got almost 75% of our at-bats back, and, you know, it's been big for us, and none bigger than Mitchell now. And Mitchell's probably about 5'9", 5'10", and, you know, was a linebacker in high school and was a catcher for us, and just got that mentality. And this summer he went to Alaska and really got himself in the best shape of his career here at Texas A&M, and it's really paid dividends. Mitchell's got a great approach, and he's got occasional power, but, you know, he's going to be more of a doubles guy. But the thing that he's done a great job of is he's just had great at-bats, very consistent at-bats, and it's hard to put away. And, you know, he's been good for us from the first at-bat of the season until last night. He's a very good hitter, and, you know, seniors, that's what you expect out of him.
Coach Childers, you mentioned the transfer from the Big 12. Now you kind of settled into the SEC, and there are four teams in the top 10, depending on which poll you look at, five of the top 12 out of the conference. Difference between Big 12 baseball, SEC baseball, because they both seem to be pretty darn good.
Well, they're both, you know, unbelievable baseball conferences, and I wouldn't call it settled in. I mean, I don't think you settle in this conference, but, you know, we've been in it 2 years, and, you know, there shouldn't be an awful lot new to us going forward. But, you know, all 14 teams are committed to winning. They got great facilities, great coaches, great assistants out recruiting, and every weekend's a war. And there are no feel-good weekends, you know, in the 10 weeks. After this weekend, it's the 10-week grind. And, you know, people ask me all the time how you get through it, and it's kind of like trying to eat an elephant. All you can do it is one bite at a time. If you try more than that, you'll be in trouble. And, you know, that's this year's no different. And, you know, just kind of put it into perspective, the sixth place team in our league each of the last 2 years has either played for and won a national championship. That's just how competitive our league is.
Outstanding stuff. Rob Childers with us for just another minute here. Texas A&M head baseball coach. They'll take on the Huskers in the first game of the Houston Classic. LSU in Hawaii also there. Coach, because of the way you guys are setting in Vanderbilt and Florida on the other side, you don't have to play them. We get that a little bit up here now that the Big Ten has expanded to 14 teams. You really aren't going to see some teams every single year. You okay with that? I mean, there's no way to play everybody, but would you rather get a crack at number one?
Well, you hope you get a crack at them in the conference tournament. And, you know, each year it's just kind of random as far as who you don't play on the crossover. And I don't know if any one year is better than the other. I mean, the teams are so good. I mean, obviously this year we don't play Vanderbilt or Florida or Georgia. And, you know, had an opportunity to coach one of Georgia's pitchers this summer, Robert Tyler. He was 96 to 99. And, you know, he's a guy that you don't apologize not having to face.
Do you have a relationship, or what is your relationship with Coach Erstad?
It's been good. I mean, you know, he's done an amazing job there. And obviously, Will was there for the last 3 years and a big part of that program and staff. And, you know, they've done great things, had a great year last year, and they're off to a great start this year. And, you know, Darren's teams at Nebraska are reflective of the way he played. They all play with a chip on their shoulder. They play extremely hard, and they're fundamentally sound. And, you know, I look forward to that challenge this Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What about now that you are in the SEC, when you look across to the other dugout and see Coach Van Horn over there in the Razorbacks?
Yeah, it's fun talking to him on Thursday and maybe Friday before the game. But, you know, once the first pitch is thrown, it's on, and the relationship is kind of put aside until the last pitch is thrown on Sunday. And, you know, he does a great job, and, you know, obviously been a great big part of my life for the last 20 years.
Rob, we'll let you out of here with this. You weren't, and again, there's so many rankings, but you guys have moved in, and you talked about how tough the conference is. You had a lot of guys back. Should we have been a little surprised that you guys didn't have a little more preseason notoriety?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the polls preseason, I mean, nobody really knows what you got. It, you know, all they can go off of is what's on paper, and it gives baseball fans something to talk about for a month. And really the only poll that matters is the last one. I don't care where we're ranked at any given time. It's all about where you ranked at the end of the year. And, you know, everybody wants to be the number one team at the end of the year.
Well, Coach, I know we got a long season ahead of us, but we wish you the best of luck. Have some fun this weekend, and can't wait to see you either back up here in Lincoln or, more importantly, in Omaha in the near future.
Well, I sure appreciate you having me on. Take care.
Rob Childress, head baseball coach at Texas A&M, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Huskers will get their series underway tomorrow, and the first pitch will be set for 3:35, Nebraska and Texas A&M. Saturday's game with Hawaii is at 12:05, and Sunday's game with LSU is at 11:05. Chance Sinclair gets the start tomorrow for Nebraska. He's off to a little rocky start as far as the record goes, 1-2. Then Kyle Kubot will go against Hawaii, and Burkamper gets the start against LSU on Sunday. So Nebraska baseball coming up this weekend. Check it out on the Husker Sports Network. We've also got a lot of other basketball to talk about as we're here at the state tournament. The Hastings College women's basketball team has drawn into the number 3 seed in their bracket, and they will play next Thursday up at Sioux City in the first round against Rio Grande of Ohio, and that is at 5:15. Of course, they know a little bit about Rio Grande from soccer and some other sports throughout the year, but Hastings to play that game. If they win, they turn right around and play Friday at 5:15 against either Indiana Wesleyan, who is the 2 seed, or Ashford of Iowa. So in their bracket, there are no other teams out of the GPAC conference. Morningside is the number 1 seed in the other semifinal part of their bracket. Concordia also is a number 1 seed, and then Davenport of Michigan is a number 1 seed. So those are the number 1 seeds. St. Xavier of Illinois is the number 1 seed in their quarterfinal bracket. So Hastings College next Thursday at 5:15 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and Mike will have the call of all that's going on there. The Nebraska women playing in the Big Ten tournament later tonight, and we'll have that on ESPN 1550 and the Big Ten Network as they take on Illinois. Nebraska has had 2 close wins against Illinois, and Illinois has their leading scorer back. She didn't play in either one of those, so a definite test tonight for the Huskers to get a win and advance on to the quarters tomorrow where they would play Iowa. Yesterday, Indiana beat Penn State, and did you – I'm guessing unless you saw a highlight somewhere, you didn't see how the Purdue-Wisconsin game ended. And normally you wouldn't care. I mean, this is the 11 versus the 14 seed. But Purdue won it 58-56. Wisconsin hit one from half court, but it was at the buzzer. At the buzzer. The buzzer had already went out. Wisconsin would have won it 59-56, but the shot was taken just after the buzzer, so it didn't count. Michigan and Michigan State just getting underway in the Big Ten tournament. That'll be followed by Rutgers and Indiana. Then tonight at 6, Nebraska, Illinois, followed by Minnesota taking on Purdue. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to catch up with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays. It's been a long time, 17 years since the Lady Tigers have been to state. We'll get his thoughts when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We are live at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where high school basketball is going on. Lincoln Christian is just mauling Omaha Concordia 52-25 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. In other games at halftime, Fall City Sacred Heart led Crofton 29-11, and Pius went on a 19-4 run to end the half and then led Scotts Bluff 33-17 at halftime. Again, Emerson Hubbard, Howells Dodge, their game got started late because overtime in the Dundee County Stratton Humphrey St. Francis game, which Dundee County won by a score of 59-58 in overtime. Also, Omaha Gross beat Elkhorn South 44-41. Stewart over Mullen 59-37. And Pierce held off a valiant fourth quarter rally to beat Minden 56-48. Pierce was up by as many as 27 in the second half of that basketball game. Well, folks, they're moving the vehicles right now at your Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Kearney and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's time to think 2015 and 2014's on the lot are specially priced to move. They're not moving very many of them because there's not very many to move. There's just a handful left. But if you're looking for a great deal on a 2014 new vehicle from your Midway Auto Dealership, stop by today or go to thinkmidway.com where every vehicle is on the lot and online so you can take a little tour. You can find out, is it two-door, four-door? Is it a V6? Is it a different type of engine? Is it black? Is it brown? Is it white? Is it orange? What color would you like? It's all there for you. And you can also go to thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. A lot of the state high school basketball tournament still to come, and later tonight on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High will be making their first state tournament appearance since 1998, looking for their first win since 93 as they take on Norris, and we're joined by the head coach, Greg Mays. And coach, first off, man, congratulations. There's got to be pretty big buzz with the Lady Tigers this week.
Yeah, I got a lot of excited girls, a lot of excited family, and a school that's pretty fired up about the state tournament.
You guys have been in a district that has been dominated, obviously, by Grand Island Northwest the last handful of years, a team that continually made the finals. So it's not like there weren't good teams, but it has been kind of a rebuilding process here. Is this just the next step? Did you expect it to be that way this year?
Yeah, this is where we wanted to be this year. We really thought we were getting close last year, but, of course, you know, last year we had two of the top five teams in the state with Northwest and Holdridge in there. So, you know, we've had a lot of good girls in the past who've worked real hard, but we just haven't had enough of them, you know, who are really dedicated to basketball and willing to fight through the losing, you know, that they loved basketball enough that they would fight through the losing. And this is the bunch that I started with 7-8 years ago with Tiger Hoops. And, you know, they love basketball, and they just kept showing up. And they battled through a lot of things freshman year where we lost a lot of games. And they were having to play, and here they are.
And, Greg, the two teams you beat in the districts, Northwest and Holdridge, a little satisfaction there for everybody involved?
Well, you know, just those were the teams you knew you were going to have to beat. you know, they've been at the top of the mountain. So, you know, I guess we were glad we got to take our run at them. We hadn't played very well against Holdridge earlier in the year, and so we were glad to get a redo on that one. And I tell you, we'd have played anybody to cut down those nets. So it didn't really matter that much.
Talking with Hastings girls basketball coach Greg Mays as they get ready for the first round of the state tournament tonight. And, Coach, coming out of the conference tournament, it seemed like you got a little something going, and I think some of it obviously has to do with the competition. And then right before districts, you guys kind of hit some bumps in the road. So what was the key coming out of Christmas that had you winning some games, and then what changed there when you dropped 5 out of 6?
Well, you know, our pre-Christmas schedule was tough, but we were disappointed. We really thought we could go into Elkhorn South and play Holdridge and York at home, you know, all top 10 teams at that time. And we thought we could go get at least a couple wins there and kind of get some attention statewide. So we had a little bit of crisis right before Christmas. We dropped all those games, plus we dropped one to Columbus. And you know, we were kind of looking at each other, wondering whether we'd been fooling each other. And the coaching staff challenged some of the girls to do some things they hadn't been doing. They really responded well. I'll never forget that practice right before Christmas, where I had really pulled each of them aside and said, "Hey, listen, you got to start doing this." And almost every one of them was something that they were a little uncomfortable with, whether it was being more of a leader or taking some shots here or handling the ball more. And I tell you, that first practice, after that, I could see evidence from every single girl that she was going to give it a try. And that's when I knew we were going to be okay. We hit a little rough patch, you know, late January, early February. We were sick and injured a little bit. We weren't at full strength all the time. And suddenly the ball stopped going in the basket. A combination of those two things make for some ugly basketball games. So we really had to fight through that and then kind of hit our stride again and hit it at the right time. Friday night was as well as we've played all year.
We'll talk with Greg Mays, Hastings girls basketball coach. Let's talk a little bit about your opposition here in Norris. Obviously, here's a basketball team that looks like they like to get it into the post with Brown and Holland, and you might be a little more guard-oriented. Is this two different styles?
A little bit. I mean, they're big and tall and long, and they run like deer, and they shoot the ball inside and out. They're just very talented. If there's a style difference, I think we've got to be more of a half-court team, whereas they really want to be a full-court team. They can play half-court because they're good at everything, but they really want it to go up and down. So we're going to have to pick our spots because, you know, there's no secret we like to get up and down the court, but we're going to have to be smart about that. We're going to have to pick our spots, go when we can, and then try to control the game with our half-court defense.
You're a little balanced out there, obviously, Libby Knappel, and you've got your leading scorer in Pankratz. Just talk about your team a little bit and how they're molded throughout the season here and your starting five that you're going to be putting out on the floor.
Well, Sophia Pankratz runs the show. She's our point guard and our leading scorer, you know, kind of that more modern version of a point guard who's going to put the ball in the basket for you a little bit more. But she makes things happen, whether she's scoring or not. In the district final, she only had two at halftime, but she had kept things moving, kept things going on. Our other guard is Taylor Hendricks, who has our state tournament experience from her play at Sandy Creek. She's kind of been advising us all week about how things work, how this goes, when you go to the pizza party, all those kind of things. And she's been taking our defensive assignment on the perimeter and just did a fabulous job on Jenna Gillespie at districts. Libby Knappel plays one forward for us and just a heck of an athlete, state discus medalist, a softball player who's going to have a chance at the career softball record for the state next year. Just an amazing athlete, very strong girl. She's going to be going to the hoop a lot, and in the last month she's really added change of pace, some different moves to the hoop and some jump shots to her game, making her really tough to guard. Elizabeth Franzen will be dictating our defense inside. She's our traffic cop inside. She's our physical presence in there at 5'11". She's going to have a great challenge with Norris, but she's ready for it. She's a great defensive player. Best defensive player, boy or girl, I've ever had. And then Annie Graylish will be our fifth starter. Annie really came through for us at districts, became an offensive threat, knocked down some just huge shots. When the game ended, I thought she had 15. She had six, but they were about the biggest six you could have.
Greg, out of the Class B competition you've played, aside of Pius, who is the number one team, all the games you have been in, even the ones obviously that you got beat in down the stretch, you got to get past the first one, and since it's been so long, I'm sure that that's all anybody's thinking about is the excitement to get down there. Can you think big picture? Can this be jumping 2-3 steps in one season, maybe winning a game, maybe playing 3 games in Lincoln?
Well, yeah, we talked about it. If you're down there, you aren't that far from Saturday. You know, you just got to put a couple wins together. And the minute we weren't on the side of the bracket with Pius, you know, no disrespect to Norris or the Elkhorn Souths or the Elkhorns or the Yorks. I mean, there's some good teams down there, but Pius is just another level. You know, we went into Pius, we probably played our third best game all year and got beat by 20. You know, they are a giant. They're the monster at the end of the tournament, but we're glad they're at the end. Man. So, you know, we'll take our best shot at Norris and see what we can do. We haven't gotten over the hump and got one of those top 10 wins yet, you know, and that's obviously what we need to do, because that's all that's left is two top 10 teams between us and playing on Saturday.
Well, Greg, let's get that bus pointed east, and let's have a great effort tonight. We can't wait to see you on 1230 KHAS and see you at Pinnacle Bank, which I'm sure is another perk of this whole state tournament experience.
Yeah, we'd certainly like to get there, and I tell you, we're just going to have as much fun as possible between here and there, and get after them and see what we can do tonight.
All right, Hastings tonight, and Norris' first game is here at the Devaney Center, and the next two, if we can keep on rolling, will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Greg, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Greg Mays, girls basketball coach at Hastings High. First trip to state since 1998. We'll have it for you again tonight on 1230 AM KHAS against Norris, who was the runner-up 2 years ago, was back at state last year. But they're 16-6. Their losses, Pius, South Sioux City, Waverly, Elkhorn South twice, and then Platteview. So they are here on a wild card in Class B. Doug and Daddy Show with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And as always, the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Some other scores for you here at the state tournament as we're approaching the end of the third quarter in Class B. The top seed, Lincoln Pius X, leading Scotts Bluff now 48-24. Here in C1, Lincoln Christian 65, Concordia 31, with 5.5 to go in that ball game. So that's what's going on down here at the state tournament. Should also have an update for you in a Class D2. It is Falls City Sacred Heart 37 and Crawford 18. Crawford, who was playing very well, but again, the team from out west, the Panhandle team, comes in, gets a tough draw, and not able to score here at the state tournament. Again, the Emerson Hubbard and Howells Dodge game running behind because the game before it went into overtime over in Class D1, and that game was at halftime 32 tied up between Howells Dodge and Emerson Hubbard. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk about Harvest for Hunger. Matt Brockmeyer will join us. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity, a short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
It's time to kick off another great home season for the Nebraska Danger. Single game tickets are now on sale for this Saturday's home matchup versus the Wichita Falls Nighthawks starting at 7 p.m. The defending Intense Conference champions are back for their fifth big season of professional indoor football. Buy tickets at Area Pump and Pantries, Ticketmaster online, or at the Heartland Event Center box office. Danger football is back with the hard-hitting, fast-paced action you love. This Saturday, your Nebraska Danger, fueled by Pump and Pantry, be there.
At Big O Tires, we give you two ways to save big on your next set of tires. For a limited time, when you buy four Big O brand tires, you'll get your choice. Either save $100 instantly or buy four Big O tires and get a free all-wheel alignment and a five-quart oil change. It's up to you. Here at Big O Tires, we want to earn your business, giving you an instant $100 off or a free alignment and oil change. Tires service straight talk. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
It's been a long day. It's cold outside and your car is on E. Okay, I'll go to Fast Fills. Because when I walk in, I know that I will be greeted with a fresh brewed tea or coffee and a smile. A good joke and sometimes a bad one. But the point is, they remember their customers and treat them like friends. So all of a sudden, filling up is something you look forward to. Fast Fills Plaza, your Senex station, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Senex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday edition. Glad to have you along with us. We do not anticipate that we will have a show tomorrow. Hopefully a couple of our teams will win from the area here at the state basketball tournament, and that will be what gives you coverage tomorrow at our time. But if things don't work out for our teams, we will be back. A lot going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to get signed up for our Bud Light Bracket Challenge. You can get registered now. That way, when the brackets come out a week from Sunday, you'll be ready to go. You can jump right into it. It's free, and there are some great prizes, including Russell's Appliance and Electronics grand prize, 49-inch LG television. Who wouldn't want to get that? The best prizes around. Ed Carr took one home during our Bowl Bonanza. Now, during our Bud Light Bracket Challenge, you have a chance as well to take home the grand prize and many others. So sign up now at ESPNSuperStation.com. Well, we welcome into the Doug and Daddy program with the CHS and their CHS Country Operations, Matt Brockmeyer, because they are very busy in this month of March as they've got Harvest for Hunger going on. And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, good morning.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. You guys... I want you to just kind of take the ball and run with it because you're going to be all over the place. You've already started. You're going from Overton and Alma to Kearney and Holdridge and Minden and everywhere in between. But let's start with what you got going on here with Harvest for Hunger. What's it all about?
Well, it's a local thing that we do through CHS to raise money for hungry families across the area and in our local towns that we're involved with. And then on a kind of a level throughout the United States with CHS Country Operations, on a corporate level, they work that way, too, for that. So we try to raise money in canned foods and fresh foods for the local food pantries. So we're getting into our busy season at work, and we're also having some of this stuff that's keeping us busy, too. So it's a good time of year.
Well, we seem to hear about this in the public so much around the holidays that immediately after the holidays, sometimes it's forgotten about. I'm sure that you've been told that yourself.
Yeah, well, there's some staggering statistics. I've seen that there's 50 million people in the United States that they say go hungry every year. So that's a lot of people when you actually sit down and think about how many. I mean, 50 million people, we don't realize that that's going on. And there's a lot of that going on around here, too, that we can help out as much as we can.
Well, last year, your organization was able to distribute over $26,000. People always like to hear the numbers. That's pretty staggering.
Yeah, it was a good number locally, and that's what we're trying. We're trying to get up into the 30s this year, and if we have a good run at it this month, maybe even get to 40,000. But whatever money we raise locally, country operations from the corporate level will match that. So, kind of, if we're getting cash donations from people, it's actually double what they would donate. So that helps us move that number.
Well, your next event is coming up on Sunday, and I love it because it's a simple soup and pie lunch and silent auction in Smithfield, and then you've got Vegas Night in Bertrand, you've got Tri-City Storm Hockey. Just tell us about some of the days and times coming up where people can stop by and see in person and make their donation.
Yeah, this Saturday we've been doing things. We've done some sub-district basketball games here the last few weeks, but we're going to kick up here in the next week and a half. We got, like you said, the silent auction this week at Smithfield with the soup and pie lunch. And then next Saturday morning, we have a 5K run and walk in Holdridge. And then that night, we have the Vegas night in Bertrand. And then also that night, we have the Storm Hockey night. It's Ag Night out there. And so we're selling tickets for that, and we're going to have some raffles, and then hopefully we can find some cool raffles for that night so people can bring canned foods or make monetary donations if they see a CHS person there. So we're excited to get around and help out.
We're talking with Matt Brockmeyer from CHS Country Operations about Harvest for Hunger. And, folks, what we always think when it's time for the donation, you got to write a big check and you got to write it off. That's not the case here because, Matt, you guys are matching dollar for dollar the funds that are raised here.
Yep, every dollar helps no matter what it is. It gets us closer to raising a bigger number. So little or big, little or small and big, we like any kind of donation.
Matt, let the folks know, I mean, like I said, on the calendar that I have in front of us, if they haven't seen yet a sub-district or district game, you're going to be in Smithfield, Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Minden, and the Tri-City Storm hockey game. If folks just are like me right now and are at state or are going to be busy a lot of those nights, how can they find out more? How can they help?
They can check out our website at chsagri.com, which they could find some of our locations, and they could come in anytime and talk to any of our employees there. And if we can't make an event, we would sure take a tax donation or a food donation or whatever somebody would be willing to donate. So it's kind of, if you find a location or see an employee around, we could all help and would be glad to accept anything.
And Matt, when we're talking food donations, just cover that base for us.
Yeah, we can take, what we'd prefer is canned foods, obviously, so we can get those to the local food pantries, and just so they're non-perishable items, but those are easy to get to there. And then also, if, like I said, the money issue, if anybody wants to stop by and bring a check, or we've had guys also, some of our area producers will bring in a load of corn and donate so much of that load also. So that's a different way to look at it, but that helps as well.
Last minute here with Matt Brockmeyer. Matt, how did this become the source that you wanted to help? How did you guys get involved?
I think in 2011 it started with CHS, and I actually think since 2011 they've raised over 2.1 million pounds of canned food and then about over $1.6 million of cash. So since the last 4 years, it's been a big deal for CHS in the spring and every year, and each year we just try to grow it and make that a bigger fundraising option.
Again, folks, the next opportunity is Sunday from 11 to 2 at the Smithfield Community Building. And then on Tuesday the 10th, they'll be at the CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma from 11 to 3. Big to-dos on the 14th, Holdridge, Bertrand, and Tri-City Storm. Matt, what else do we need to know? Anything else we need to reiterate?
Not a lot. We just appreciate there's been a lot of people willing, our employees and local customers and just local community people that have been willing to help. So we appreciate all the help and hope everybody has a safe spring and enjoys all these basketball games down there.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you giving us a little time here on the Dung and Daddy Show today, and hopefully you guys will go rolling past last year's number and hit your goal.
That would make it a good month.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for the time. Have a good planning season here, all right?
Thanks, Doug. You have a good one.
Thank you. Matt Brockmeyer joining us here on the Dung and Daddy Show. Matt, you may know that name. Matt Brockmeyer with CHS Country Operations and the Harvest for Hunger campaign. If you want to find out more information, visit chsagriservices.com. Well, they've just finished up the second quarterfinal here in C1, and Lincoln Christian looked pretty good out here. Omaha Concordia hit a few threes, and during the substitutions got it a little closer, but Lincoln Christian wins it by a score of 67-47. Here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Also, we've got Howells Dodge up on Emerson Hubbard, 40-34 now, with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. That's the one that is coming behind because of the overtime game here earlier today. But don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey. They're getting an early start this week up in Fargo. And so their games tonight and tomorrow will be on the Breeze, 94.5. Face-off is set for 7:05. And what a difference a season makes, what a difference a year makes. Just like last year, the Nebraska men will have their final home game the night after the state tournament. Remember last year? The weather's going to be about the same. People will be out in the Haymarket just going crazy, having fun all afternoon. Because it's going to be beautiful on Sunday. It'll be a night game with Maryland. Last year it was that night game with Wisconsin. Huskers win. Huskers get into the NCAA tournament. And there is nothing that can happen now. This just isn't a team that can make a run in the Big Ten tournament. They just don't have anything clicking right now. Last night, Teran Petaway looks like his shot has just changed. He is so quick to get rid of the basketball. His shot looks like it has changed because of the struggles that he has had and this basketball team has had throughout the year. So they play Maryland. Maryland obviously has something to play for. They're in the nation's top rankings, trying to get in that NCAA tournament and get that next spot. So it's going to be a tough game for the Huskers here on Sunday night. And then they're off to what will be one of those play-in games where you don't want to be. I mean, I still chuckle, and we talked about it on the show, to anybody that really voted Nebraska's men. And this is not a shot at Coach Miles and the players, but to vote them number two in the preseason, where did you see this? Where could you have possibly seen this? But also to be what's going to be the 12 or 13 seed in the tournament, I didn't see that coming either. And by the way, saw Coach Mike Riley at breakfast this morning. So thought folks would want to see that, him and his coaching staff up early getting ready. I still am shocked about this dual practice thing that they're going to start on Saturday. But, hey, it could be the wave of the future. You know what? A lot of things, you know, Chip Kelly tried something first, too, and it worked out okay at Oregon, and we'll see how it all plays out. I think we've covered most of it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, we have got basketball the rest of the day. Here's another final, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 55, and Scotts Bluff, 29. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart, 44, and Crawford, 30. Also finals today here at the state tournament. Earlier this morning, Gross beat Elkhorn South 44-41. Dundee County Stratton over Humphrey St. Francis in overtime 59-58. Stewart over Mullen 59-37. And the game we had for you on Classic Hits, Pierce 56 and Minden 48. A game that Pierce was up 27 in the second half. It was an 8-point game at halftime. Later today here on ESPN Radio, the Nebraska women's game will be on 1550. The Kearney High girls will be on 1460 against Lincoln Northeast. 1230 AM KHAS tonight. St. Cecilia North Platte St. Pat's at 7. Hastings High and Norris at 845. This afternoon on the Breeze, 94.5. Blue Hill and Fullerton play at 345. While at 345 on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will play Shadron at 7. Giltner against Sandhill Stedford. And at 845, Sutton will play Freeman. We want to thank the great guests we had on the show today, including Matt Brockmeyer, talking a little bit about Harvest for Hunger. Probably should have got his thoughts on what was going on with Coach Riley and the staff, but best of luck to Matt and the gang there at CHS. Also, Hastings girls basketball coach Greg Mays and Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress, LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri. Thanks to all of them for being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be back on Monday recapping the girls' state tournament and, of course, getting you ready for boys' state, the Big Ten men's tournament, getting you set up for the brackets. It's a great time of the year with all of the postseason basketball. From Lincoln, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with you with high school hoops throughout the rest of the week.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, filling in for Mike Willem, Tyson Ivronik with the check of your sports here on ESPN Radio. In the opening round of this Class C1 tournament, Minden was unable to oust the two-time defending C1 champion Pierce Blue Jays, losing this morning 56-48. Pierce used a 24-6 run in the third quarter to open up a 50-22 lead. Minden then went on a furious comeback attempt and had outscored Pierce 20-1 in the opening 6 minutes of the fourth quarter to make it a 7-point ball game. The comeback would fall just short, however, as Pierce was able to hit just enough free throws.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!